That's Kevin Stefanski talking about the Giants on Sunday. I demand victory because they're a professional team. Do I expect victory? No, not yet. Not yet. Not yet. I'm not looking at the Giants like it's not like they're playing Houston Christian or something like that. Like, this is a professional football team that nearly won on Sunday.
They did, but all I know about the Giants so far is they got routed in their opener, right, against Minnesota.
And I've made a lot of jokes about them because of their quarterback situation and everything else.
So they get routed in their opener. They come back on the road in Washington. They did not force a punt. They gave up 7 field goals, right? They did not force a punt, their defense. So
no.
Those two things alone have me thinking absolutely the Browns should win this week.
Should and expect are two different things. They should win. They're favored by 6.5 points. They should win the football game.
So do you think I have too much faith in the Browns in saying I expect them to win?
I think you do, yes. The penalties, it's sloppy. 216-474-0092. I mean, I was going to take it to Miles, but to hell with it now. Like, this is bigger than Miles and whether or not he can or can't play. I mean, this is very cavalier
in
you.
And yeah, I'm fully aware. Browns, like every other team in the NFL, lose games they're not supposed to. What did the 49ers do last week? And these teams around the league, there are a lot of teams that lose games they're not supposed to. But you brought up that schedule come October 13th when it's Philly, Cincinnati, Baltimore. You've got the Chargers with an entirely new approach. Then you have the bye week. Then the Saints, the high-octane, high-flying Saints. Then you've got the Steelers. Like, there is no reprieve there. That is, what, 6 straight games that they could lose all of them.
Yeah.
That's why I'm looking at what is available over the next few weeks. I don't want to play schedule radio.
You're looking
but that's
it up.
Why they've
well, you
got
just
to,
did.
That's
you
why
just did.
They've got to win this game. They've got to win the game against Washington. They have, and then they've got the Raiders as well.
But you're putting in way too much faith. They were sloppy in their first 2 games of the season. They don't have an offensive identity. I think they're trying to carve one out, but it's going to be very hard. Nobody's excited about James Hudson. He's doing the best he can. But when I got Jed Wills giving the answers that he's giving, which is completely ridiculous, and I'm trying not to fly off the handle about, I mean, listen to this for a second. Go ahead.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting there. I don't know when I'll be playing. It's up to the coaches. Maybe this week, maybe next week. It just depends, you know.
It's the number 10 overall pick. It's the number 10 overall pick. It sounds like he works in a mail room. Hey, you going to show up to work tomorrow? Yeah, you know.
It's the Pat Shermer of offensive line.
I mean, it was unbelievable to hear that sentence yesterday. And you're going to say that you expect to win.
You're looking at it.
No.
You're looking at it from the Browns.
I
like every team
win.
Has a weakness. And right now that weakness is figuring out, you know, solidifying the end of that line.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it trying to be glass half full on what I just saw from Deshaun Watson. And while, no, I don't think that was an MVP performance.
I'm not even worked up about him.
But that's what I mean. To me, he calmed a lot of the fears that we were having. Because if he comes out and he looks atrocious in that game against Jacksonville, that's it. People are waving the white flag. I mean, the non-interest, the people that want to start the debate about what's next and when are we getting a new quarterback, like that stuff got put off. And I think Deshaun has a capability, based on what I saw there, of continuing to put off that conversation.
I mean, he looked all right. I don't know.
So, I agree. Yeah. I thought he looked all right.
But it didn't calm anything because you're going to play better teams. So I'm not going to sit there and, you know, Nick accuses all of us of moving goalposts and things like that. I just want to see good, solid play. So that's why I didn't come in here and rant and rave, because I saw solid enough play where I'm like, okay, you can win with this guy, and that's what I'm trying to do. I still have a bunch of people say, well, you can't make deep playoff run. Oh, I'm not worried about that right now. I'm worried about winning Sunday and keeping the main thing then, if we're going
to
do it.
Which we have to do.
I'm worried about winning on Sunday. That's what I want to do. Because I'm telling you, you lose to that team on Sunday, then we're talking about spiraling out of control. You take care of your business, then I'll talk about expecting wins. Then I'll talk about going on the road against the Raiders and notching and stacking wins. I can't expect it right now. I think you're taking the Giants too lightly. And I think you're giving us a little bit too much credit after we played so terribly week one. And last week was better, because it couldn't have been worse. It was better, but the offensive penalties, the sloppiness, the holding calls, these things need to be addressed and fixed before I start to say and talk tough about all these teams that we're going to play. I'll celebrate victory. And maybe I'll start to talk tough eventually, but I'm not going to talk tough now. about the New York Giants.
You know,
I think they're taking this way too lightly.
Well, I'll tell you why. It is the combination. It's the fact that the defense took me right back to last year when we dominated Cincinnati in the opener, when we dominated Tennessee, when they dominated Arizona, when they dominated teams that, because of a personnel advantage, that they could just flat out go out there and humiliate. And that's what they were doing to Jacksonville. I mean, Trevor Lawrence, halfway through the third quarter, what do you have, 17 yards throwing? I see a scenario where he can do that, and that defense can do that to Daniel Jones in this Giants attack.
I mean, obviously,
that's playing with a bunch of pressure,
by the way. They can do these things. But I'm still at a point right now. 216-474-0092. Is Lima taking the Giants too lightly right now? I'm still at a point in my life with the Browns this season where I know that they can play good defense. They played good defense last year. I believe they can this year. But you could play good defense and still lose football games. And your offense is still not where it needs to be. Your running game is just starting to get a little bit. Deontay Foreman showed a little bit of fire for us on Sunday against Jacksonville. You had the great big run on the fourth down by Jerome Ford, but I don't think anybody's saying that this is the great big rushing attack like we've seen over the last so many years, because you know who's missing. You got to get your stuff with your offensive line figured out. I made the big argument before about Bill Callahan, where I think losing Bill Callahan, it's overrated, because I'm focused more on who you replace him with. Bill Callahan is a human being. You're going to lose him at some point. You lost him this offseason. What is now Andy Dickerson doing to make this situation better? What are we doing to make the guys behind? I know we can't stay deep forever with the offensive line. What are we doing to make the guys behind better? So I'm not saying he's terrible yet. I'm not going to say he's there yet. But it makes me nervous because it's only been two real games. I mean, we're still talking about extended preseason here. I have a team that doesn't have an identity offensively right now. I have a team that is sloppy offensively right now. Defense, I think in a lot of ways we might be good to go, bud. But on offense, no. And for that reason, I cannot expect victory Sunday. I have to take the Giants seriously. The Browns always have to take them seriously. They're the ones working in the building and getting ready for the game. But as an outside observer, I'm taking them seriously. I know that they've looked like garbage at times in the past, and boy, I've had a lot of fun at the Giants' expense and their fans' expense over Daniel Jones and all that stuff, but doesn't mean I'm just saying that this is an easy win, and I expect to put my feet up here in this football game.
I mean, their position player, their skill position players, Singletary at running back, Devin Singletary, Malik Nabers had a huge game last week and has had a nice start to the season. What was he, like the 7th overall pick?
Yeah, he can fly.
He's a good one, but like, have you seen Denzel Ward this year?
He's been great.
Holy cow.
But he's also on a pitch count right now because of a shoulder injury. 216-474-0092. I love the defense. I love the Browns defense. I think some people were worried about misdirection and things like that. So far, they've got it fixed. I don't know why the Jacksonville Jaguars didn't try misdirection. Honestly, maybe they saw some. Maybe Doug Peterson saw something that said, nope, they got this fixed and we can't do it. Maybe that's the case. Yeah. But I'm loving the defense. It's the offense that is. It was better last week, guys. It's still not through the woods. Jim and Perry, you're first up on the fan. Hello.
Good morning, fellas.
Hi, Jim.
So, I don't think that we're taking the Giants lightly. They're a garbage football team. They're a garbage franchise. These are the games you're supposed to win. And one thing I give Kevin Stefanski credit for is we always beat the teams we're supposed to beat. You know, the inferior opponents. But I will say, the offense looked great last week for the first drive. I say they look for the rest of the game. But that first, Kevin Stefanski with the first drive scripted plays, they look like a Super Bowl contender. And then the rest of the game, they look like they're trying to find their identity.
Because, you know, and I have an easy explanation for that. I mean, I think you know the explanation for that, don't you, Jim?
Yeah. Well, of course I do.
Yeah, other teams are allowed to make adjustments too. And we're still not where we need to be offensively.
You know, I will flat out say it live on the air. I am a Deshaun Watson hater. I don't like him. He makes it hard for me to like this team, to support whatever he's doing. I don't, you know what I mean? I'm not going to get into that.
Well, but boy, you're really going to like 845. That's all I can say. Continue, Jim.
So, what was his interview yesterday or 2 days ago? You know, and he said, and this is one thing I give him credit for, I think his confidence is starting to come back, because during his interview or his press time, whatever they call it, he did say that coaches can only take players so far, and it wasn't like an F you to Kevin Stefanski, but what he said is he's going to continue to play the way that got him to where he's at. And all I'm going to say is he needs to start showing up, like, for the whole game. Because some of those throws he made to, like, Judy and to David Bell, I was like, all right, let's do it. But then it just disappears, and then it comes back. I just want to see some consistency out of them.
Jim,
and as far as
what? Go ahead. Well, I got to let you go because I got to do some other people here. And thank you very much for the call. When I hear Watson say, Jim says that Watson said that. I'm not sure. I'm looking for a clip right now where he might have said that. I'm thinking it might be Watson 01 over there, so I could, you know, hear just for reference, because I didn't hear him say that yesterday specifically. But remember, what was it? Amanda Guerra said in the pregame on Sunday against the Jags that he was focused on being a facilitator in this offense. See, what I was so excited about, and this is a good thing offensively, is that I think that they look more of like a Kevin Stefanski offense and tried to protect him and make him comfortable. And then once he could start to feel a little confident again, he was able to let the ball fly a little bit. It was just on the wide receivers to catch the damn thing, and they couldn't catch the damn thing. Well, it was on Amari Cooper to catch that great pass, and he didn't catch that great pass, and that was a very frustrating thing. Because I am trying to build a quarterback's confidence right now. And for a guy like Amari Cooper to drop that pass, it was almost inconceivable and unforgivable for a wide receiver who's been that excellent for this football team for so long, especially when I'm in such a thin mode of confidence for my quarterback. But I thought they did so much better last week to build his confidence. That's why I do expect better, but I don't expect them to just beat the Giants on Sunday.
I think they were very worried about Deshaun Watson after week one, and I do think Stefanski kind of took over, went back to the basics, tried to do the things that he might have done, whether it was Jacoby Brissett, whether it was P.J. Walker, whether it was DTR, and then he saw what Watson could handle. Watson started getting more and more comfortable, more and more accurate, which was a huge change from what we saw in week one. And I think after that, you saw the feel come out again, that feel that Deshaun Watson has in a pocket. You saw none of that in week one, but all of a sudden he started dancing around back there, and you could see the confidence start to come back.
John and Wadsworth, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Not bad, John. Go right on ahead.
So I think you guys are both kind of right. I mean, Anthony, the Giants are not great, and this is a game you definitely expect to win. But, I mean, Ken, you're also correct in saying that you just don't take anything for granted, the whole any given Sunday thing. I think the only thing that really worries me about this is, I mean, Stefanski showed this last week, and he showed it a lot in the last two seasons. He's got this tendency to take his foot off the gas in the third quarter if the Browns are dominating. And he just leaves the door open for teams to come back in.
John, John, real quick, let you back in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they were taking the foot off the gas. They were throwing a ton, even in the fourth quarter.
I think what John's saying, I mean, you go back to the Jets game a couple of years ago, there does seem to be we're going to sit on it here for a minute, and all of a sudden teams find their way back in. You go to that 2020 season where the Titans found a way to jump back in, and then the Cowboys game. Remember, I turned the TV off and just stared at my phone until my phone gave me the highlight that the Browns had won the game on the notifications. I was that terrified there, John. So, yeah, historically, there's that feeling. I can't take that away from you, bud.
Yeah, I just think too many times we've said, like we did last week, you know, watching the first half, we come out of a game going, oh, well, it should have been a blowout, but it wasn't. And I think that's my concern, is that even though the Giants aren't great, I mean, let's face it, if we contain Malik Nabers, pretty much you've contained the New York Giants, really. But I think that's my only concern, is because I don't like leaving these teams to hang around. And we've seen in the first couple weeks of the season already, these teams that we didn't think were going to win games are winning games. The New Orleans Saints are putting up, like, college Madden numbers. And, you know, the Falcons come out and did what they did against Philadelphia. So, you know, I don't think you can take it for granted that they're just going to come out and boat race the Giants for four quarters. But, I mean, they should. And I would love to see it, and I think you guys have made excellent points about the first few weeks of the season being preseason, and it's totally playing out the way you guys talked about, but I just don't want to take anything for granted. We've got business to take care of.
I agree.
We can't be looking at anybody.
I agree, John, and thank you very much for the call. I have a lot of faith in this defense, and then going up against Daniel Jones, if Daniel Jones looked good against this defense, I know that there's been a lot of people saying they're going to do a lot of things if teams beat each other in college football. I mean, there's a lot of things I might just put on the line there. If Daniel Jones finds a way to look good about this defense, You think I was mad and ugly in years past? I can't imagine how I'd feel on Monday. Daniel Jones is going to look, he should look terrible against this pass rush. He should look terrible against this secondary, whether Miles has a foot injury or not.